Welcome to the Tech Data World podcast, the independent voice in aerospace, defense, and space technical information, covering all the news, reviews, gossip, opinion, software, standards, and specifications in the information production and deployment field.
Very good. Somebody's just sent me a quick message saying time for the best show of the week. So I'm very pleased with that. And I like to think so, but I'm sure that it's, I'm sure you've got better things to do with your days. But anyway, welcome to this week's Thursday Thoughts. So all of you that are listening to this live, welcome. Those of you who are now listening to this as part of our podcast. Yes, we did publish last week's Thursday Thoughts as a podcast yesterday. And we know that there's a whole raft of you are listening to our podcasts, which kind of aligns with what we said a couple of weeks ago. You are asking for more podcasty stuff. So we are going to be doing more podcasty stuff because the stats are showing that actually our content is being listened to massively via our podcast channel. So a massive thank you to everybody that does subscribe. And I'm going to do the normal kind of news. And then I'm going to look at the news that's pertinent to today's information market and what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. And what we're also going to do is then we're going to look at kind of future news at the back end of this. The reason is because somebody actually suggested to us that maybe what we do is a separate show that looks at the future of information. And if you look at some of the news articles that we're going to mention later on in this show, that actually would lean well to that. It would be something kind of like if you are familiar with the show here in the UK called BBC Click, maybe something BBC Clicky for tech data and technical information. But what we're going to do is we'll move into the pertinent news, and then we'll move into some TDW news. And then we'll move into the futures news. And then I've got a few questions that have come into us here this week. Very quiet. I think it's been half term. So lots of you have been on holiday and that kind of stuff. So let me just change some of the camera settings so we can move straight into the news. I have, again, got my air conditioning unit on standby. Very warm here in the shack. So I have tried to keep it nice and cool. But if I have to turn it on, I will. I'll try and soldier on as best as I can. So let's move into some of the news. Now, the F-35, it's all over the news here. The UK MOD has finally taken delivery. I think it's a 4 or 5 of these things. I can't remember. And they came in. Now, it says 4. So they came in yesterday. They landed, at RAF Marham. And now, if you are not following somebody called Peter Studdard on LinkedIn, he's the chief executive of Aspire Consulting. Now, the F-35, we're all very happy that it's arrived, but the background story on this is that it has had, they are saying, some reliability / supportability issues. And Peter Studdard is brave enough to stand up and call this out and say, look, you know, we need to be looking at ILS around this platform. We have not learned from lessons in the past, and it's going to cause us some problems. So Peter Studdard, I am meeting him next week, and we're actually going to do a podcast interview about this particular platform and get some of his thoughts. But look him up on LinkedIn, Peter Studdard, and he's on my contact. So if you're on LinkedIn and you're connected with me, you'll see him. And he does post lots of stuff, interesting stuff, around the wider topic of ILS and supportability, of which TechPubs is a part. So anyway, that's my spiel for Peter Studdard. BAE Systems, I saw today, has just won a new contract for the modernization of the USS Cole destroyer ship, which I guess will also mean the modernization of the support information and technical publications and that kind of stuff. Don't know, but it's my best guess. Now, BAE Systems, again, are hosting, I understand, this week, the delegates for the Australian C5000 platform. Now, I believe from what I've read, BAE Systems came to the party a little bit late on this and are kind of throwing their best hat and best foot forward on this program. So the C5000 delegate team, I understand, are in the UK. If you're watching this, I'm sure you are. If you know anything about supportability, you're listening to the TDW Live podcast at the very least on the way back to Australia. Welcome to the UK. And we build the best ships, as I understand. So Rolls-Royce, can't go a week without mentioning Rolls-Royce. They have just announced a new family of their engines for the business jets. Now, anybody from Rolls-Royce, if you are listening, I am in, although this might not necessarily be particularly interesting to you, I am in Derby next week. And I am open to a meeting. I know some of you watch this podcast and listen to this podcast and watch what we do here at TDW. So if you wanted to have a meeting and have a discussion, I'd be more than happy to drop in and see you. Now, at the beginning, I said, you know, some of the news this week leans itself well to a separate podcast. And I believe this is one of those situations. I believe that Boeing and Safran have come together, and if you've not seen the news, they are going to develop together some APUs, auxiliary power units. Now, lots of articles and news items out there are saying that this is going to revolutionize the industry. It's going to revolutionize the supply chain. Of course it is. You know, if Boeing are now going into the engine making game, then of course this is going to disrupt a lot of things. It's going to change the dynamics of the market. So I'm actually going to do a separate podcast on this and give you some of my thoughts and kind of, you know, what I think may happen and what may come out of this. Of course, the further you are down the supply chain, you know, the lots of customers I support supply people like Safran. So it might not actually, you know, prevent them doing business. It might actually enable them to do business. But I'm sure that it's going to cause some interesting debate and discussion around the tables. This one, Airbus, you've got to pick out Airbus. Let's keep it balanced. So Airbus, if you don't follow Airbus on YouTube, they've got a YouTube channel. Go down. I'll put a link down below, as I will for all of these articles. And you can go and watch this video. And what they're doing is they're encouraging the student generation, the younger generation, to come forward with their innovative ideas and table them to Airbus. And then maybe, you know, Airbus might take them forward. And they're talking about digitalization and digitization, and they're talking about Internet of Things and cybersecurity and all that kind of stuff. Go onto YouTube, just type in Airbus and follow their channel. So I watched it this morning. Very, very interesting. And of course, we're going to fall into that innovation around technical information and the Internet of Things and that kind of stuff. Adobe, I picked this up today from my email. As you know, we use Adobe software for a lot of what we do, certainly around the magazine production and certainly around lots of the video editing. And right now we're recording on Adobe Audition and all that kind of stuff so we can make this into a podcast. But for their technical communication suite, they announced today that they are giving a 58% discount or a 58% saving on their TCS suite. Now, if you don't know what the TCS suite is, we've done loads of tutorials on that on our channel. Go and have a look at them. You know, for a fee, you get access to FrameMaker, RoboHelp, Acrobat Professional, and a raft of other little tools that comes in the Tech Comm suite. So I thought that would be useful to throw your way. Why am I throwing it your way? Well, Seibel and the team at Adobe, who look after the technical communication suite, told us today that they were renewing their package with Tech Data World. And this is about the fourth or fifth year now that they have supported what we're doing here at TDW. So as with all of these companies down below who are member companies, without you guys doing this and doing what we love and what we're passionate about, is very, very hard and becomes very, very difficult. So people like and organizations like Seibel and Adobe, who put their belief in what we're doing at TDW, really, really helps. Now, what's this image here? If you go to our website, Right now, there is a banner on there, which Adobe sponsor our page. They go there, you can click on it, and you can go and download the TechCom suite. Tomorrow, we're changing that because Adobe are currently running a survey, a satisfaction survey, around their platforms and around their TechCom suite and FrameMaker and all that kind of stuff. I did it. They said it takes about 6-7 minutes. I think I did it in about 5 minutes. It's lots of just yes, no's, how would you recommend FrameMaker and that kind of stuff. And they've got lots of great prizes on offer. So everything from a GoPro to a drone, I think. And so do go if you are a FrameMaker user or any of the TCS suite user. Tomorrow on our website, there will be a link for you to go and complete that survey. We'll also put it down below here. Shipdex. If you are a Shipdex user, and Marco, I said I would mention it. Shipdex announced the next release of the specification. If you don't know what Shipdex is, we've done loads of tutorials on it. We've done loads of articles in the magazine. If you read the first quarter's magazine, I think it was the first quarter magazine, or if not, it was the last quarter of last year, Marco did an article on Shipdex and what it is and how it's using S1000D in the commercial shipping sector. And Marco's actually going to be doing another article on Shipdex, not this issue, which is in production, but in the next issue. And he's going to be talking about the free Shipdex viewer. So if you're a Shipdex member, then you can go and download the latest version of Shipdex and we'll put the link to their website down below. Those of you who have been hammering on at me about the GDPR part two, we released it. I think it was this morning. Actually, we released it yesterday, but I forgot to press the go on the web page. So it was kind of half released. So those of you who watched it on YouTube got to see it before people that watch it through our website. Again, we've turned that into a podcast as well. So Jamie's, I'm trying to teach myself how to present these things as if you're not actually seeing the visual prompts that I'm putting on screen as well. So if you want to listen to the GDPR part two, it's over on our podcast channel. If you want to watch it, go and watch it on our YouTube channel. It's embedded on our website as well. I'll apologize right now. I set the camera up, and those of you who are pixel peepers will see that I'm actually slightly out of focus. And I had the choice of just apologizing like this or re-recording. So I went for the I'll apologize like this, and I am slightly out of focus. So, which some people might say that's a good thing. So moving on to some of the futures stuff. Again, I think what we might do is turn this into a separate show where we will look at some of the emerging technologies and capabilities that are going to affect the way that we put together our technical publications and our technical information. So if you are a WordPress user, and I know that lots of you do base your websites and deliverables around WordPress, we use WordPress for a lot of our websites. There is now going to be a new AI-driven Poly plugin for translations, which I think if you follow SDL on LinkedIn like we do, they're doing lots in this area as well. They're very, very strong in the translations side of stuff. So I think that's going to be interesting. You know, the kind of automatic translations of website we get offered all the time, and we get asked all the time, why isn't your website available in German and Spanish and Italian and that kind of stuff? Because the language of our sector is pretty much English. So that's why we decided not to do it. We have the capability behind if we want to. But anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. Apple had a big conference this week in the US, and they are saying from the roundup of this particular event that it was the biggest indication that they are definitely going in a big way after the wearables market. Now, I'd like to say we broke the news here on the TDW Live and Thursday Thoughts channels, but we probably didn't. But, you know, they are going, or they have said that they are going after it in a big, big way, and be super interesting. Now, Apple in the news again, where they have announced what their next version of the iOS applications are going to do. Now, the thing with the iOS thing, I thought this was really interesting because what I've seen, or what I'm seeing a trend, is that there's a little bit of a backlash against mobile technology right now. Not using it for tech docs. I'm talking about people who feel they are constantly connected. And people are saying they're constantly connected. So, you know, what they're doing is they're ditching the mobile phones for a few weeks, or they're ditching the mobile phones for a year, or whatever it might be. So Apple have obviously clicked onto this as being a bit of a trend. And what they're saying now is that they're going to put these prompts inside your devices to stop you from overusing your devices. Now, I use Android. Claire, Jamie and Marjan, all those guys are on Apple, but I use Android. And not because I'm a fanboy, but because there's capability on Android that you can't get on Apple yet. And there's already that capability there. My phone switches itself off at 9 o'clock at night. Nobody can get in touch with me at 9 o'clock at night. You know, it goes into sleep mode and do not disturb mode and that kind of stuff. So I thought that was quite interesting. This one is going to be, I'm going to do this as a separate blog, because this is super, super interesting. So Adobe have launched their Project Aero, which is for AR content development. Now, you can see where this is going to fit nicely in their product range. And you can see that how this is really going to leverage what they've got already, and how creators of video and content and all that stuff are going to be able to leverage this capability. But what's super interesting is that Adobe and Apple have announced that they are going to develop a new AR file format, which I thought was quite interesting because of the legacy issues around Flash, and, you know, Apple saying that we're never going to support Flash on the mobile devices and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to do a separate blog on this, because I think there are implications for this around specifications and standards and how we have to strategize about our information going forward. Because if you think about it, the Lionbridges of the world, the Flatirons of the world, you know, they're already developing this capability for us to adopt. And now Adobe and Apple are going to come in with their own file formats, and these guys are heavy hitters. They're not, you know, small innovative companies that are, you know, just coming up with an idea. These are huge global brands that are saying, we're going to develop our own file format, and we're going to go after these gaming platforms that, you know, those companies that I've just mentioned are using to develop their AR capability, which I think is super interesting. And I'll probably share that with Wendy, and I will discuss that next week. Wendy at Lionbridge, we've got a call next week. So look forward to that. The last thing in the news section is, it's kind of current, it's kind of future. I picked it up early this morning. Microsoft Teams is a new app that they are developing, or have developed. They're saying it's going to be part of Office 365. And so those of you who are working in collaborative environments or global environments, and you have a 365 subscription, as we do here at TDW, you're going to get access to this Microsoft Teams. And they're saying it's going to be about how you can collaborate in creating documents and gathering information and that kind of stuff, which I thought was super interesting indeed. So and of course, we'll have a look at that and see if we can get it to work in a sensible way. I shared my SharePoint stories a couple of weeks ago. So that's kind of all of the news. Again, some of that I'm going to pull out, and we are going to do some blogs on that and some podcasts, because I think some of that is super interesting stuff that will have a fundamental impact on how we produce information, how we strategize for the future and that kind of stuff. So again, it's been a quiet week in terms of questions. I've had a couple of conference calls this week where I've extracted some of the questions from that. Can we advise on a non-S1000D viewer? So your question came to us about, you know, you like the philosophies of S1000D, but you're never going to adopt something like S1000D. You think it's too complicated. You think it's too heavy hitting, but you want to have a viewer. I answered your question. TDW member companies, we have put all of these up onto Tech Data Direct. If you're not receiving those emails, then please get in touch with us here at TDW, and we'll we'll take a look at that for you. So we had a question this week about an S1000D capable browser and a non-S1000D capable browser. So I've given you some ideas on where you should go. We've done a tutorial on TDIQ where we took, it's up on the shelf there, an old legacy 1952-54 manual and we converted it to XML and we published it to a HTML5 browser using COTS software and we did it all for less than $1,000. So, you know, absolutely, it's possible. I've given you some pointers. You can go and have a look at that. We were asked again this week if we could help identify technical authors. Now, I have already had some CVs come my way and some people that are interested, but this problem is getting worse. There was probably about 4 or 5 posts today alone on LinkedIn from organizations that are looking for technical communicators, technical authors, technical illustrators, project managers. In fact, the young lady that I'm helping at the moment is looking to grow a team, but she wants somebody with experience to come in and mentor a team so that we can, you know, they can grow that team for technical publications and those kind of things. So I'm helping you. I've put some notices out there. I've thrown it in the old boys network, see if anybody's available. Right now, most people are committed on contracts, but I have had a little bit of a feedback from a couple of people who are interested. So they will come your way. Right. So the big question of the week. And again, we are going to release a page on our website next week on techcomtraining.com. We launched it last week. To all of you who have requested access to the syllabus, thank you. We're blown away by the feedback and by the comments that are saying, absolutely, this is needed. Absolutely, it's something that, you know, we want our team to be doing. The syllabus is pretty comprehensive. The question that we had around the technical communication training in aerospace and defense is, are you aligning it with a certification body or, you know, an institute or something along those lines, which is a very, very good question. And it's something that I've answered before. And I was asked it also at the conference, TDW Live, last year. And the answer is, we've looked at it. And the answer is, in short, we're going to do our own thing. And the reason is we're going to do our own thing. What we do is very niche, very specialist, very, you know, domain specific. We are very in our domain. And, you know, you can talk to the ISTCs of the world. You can talk to the city and guilds of the world. And, you know, we are very, very niche. Even when I was talking to a large industry body a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, and I explained what we do, they hadn't even heard really about what we do in technical publications and support information. Plus the fact that City and Guilds is very UK-centric. We support organisations worldwide. Now, you know, if we choose City and Guilds, that won't help anybody in the US, that won't help anybody in Australia, it won't help anybody in India. But if we do our own thing, and we've got some very specific and unique ideas around this, some of which I shared with you, is that, you know, we want TDW to be an education and mentoring network for technical publications in our domains of focus. And we're not going to get that by aligning ourselves with the ISTC, the STC, TCOM, or, you know, City and Guilds or NVQ or anything along those lines, because, you know, they don't really understand what we're doing. So what we decided, and I didn't just make this decision on my own. I sat and I spoke to friends and colleagues and some people that I really trust, and they pointed at some real industry examples of where organizations have said, no, we'll do our own thing. You know, we'll just do our own thing. And that's what we're going to do. So next week, we will put up on our website a certification page and what that means and how it's going to add value to the individual as well as the organization as well as employers going forward. So that's kind of where we're at with that. So we are 25 minutes in. I will have a look. There's nothing, I don't think, coming in to us on any of our channels, unless Claire, you're seeing anything online, or Jamie, you're seeing anything. Not sure. So again, I am on the road next week. So we're still going to do Thursday Thoughts from wherever I am. I'm going to actually, if I'm on the road, I'm going to try and tether to my mobile phone and see if we can get it to work. I think that will be interesting. I did do another tutorial this week, and I got back and it was rubbish. So I've thrown it away, and I'm going to do it again. It was kind of, I took you out. I had lots of comment and feedback on when I took you up to the woods, and you know, I had my hammock and that behind me, and lots of you seem to be photographers and outdoorsy type. So I thought, well, I'll do another one. I did it, and I got back and I watched it, and it was pants. So I'm throwing it away, and we will do it again. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is this week's Thursday Thoughts. All of those news articles are pretty interesting for me. I think, you know, those are all the stuff that we can learn from, and I think are going to affect the way that we operate and work in our market. Let me know if you're happy with us splitting out future from current. That means we can add more current, because there's two news articles that I wanted to cover that I haven't covered, which is the Indian fighter. If you've seen the Indian fighter announcement, and there was, you know, whilst I try and stay away from politics, there is the Bundeswehr and their new heavy lift and their fighter aircraft seems to have hit some political turbulence because of some, I think, some small tariffs that Mr. Trump has placed on some imports into the US. So I think there's a bit of tit for tat going on. I'm not going into politics, but that's obviously going to have an impact on any future sales or technical publication requirements and those kind of things going forward. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was Thursday Thoughts episode 12 or 13, I can't remember, but we are flying through these, really enjoying doing them. A lot of effort goes in from everyone behind me to put these together and drag out the news items. I know that you guys are really enjoying it. Sorry I had to put the air conditioning on. It's just, it got a little bit hot in here, and you really didn't want to see me melting. So until next week, when I am on the road, I am in Derby, as I said, next week. So if anybody wants to have a meeting, I'm meeting in Tamworth and then I'm meeting in Derby. Let me know. Always happy to wing by for a coffee. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed Thursday Thoughts this week.
Thank you for listening to the TDW podcast. Remember, you can keep your tech data skills current and relevant with a full TDIQ subscription. Visit www.techdataworld.com for more details. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for your next Tech Data World update. Until next time.